From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair, and here are the stories making news right now. At least 20 buses carrying migrants have arrived in Chicago since over the weekend. That's a one-week record, and more buses are expected to arrive today. Volunteer groups helping arriving migrants say they're running out of resources and they're running out of space to house them. More than 1,600 asylum seekers are currently waiting and sleeping at police stations across the city. And today, the city council is expected to confirm Chief Larry Snelling as the next police superintendent. Snelling is currently CPD's counterterrorism chief. He has been with CPD since 1992. He served as a patrol officer in Inglewood. That's how he started off and later became a sergeant in Morgan Park. And right now, Chicago police say they're using helicopters, bicycles, license plate readers, and specialized teams of officers to try and fight back against another rash of armed robberies on the north side of the city. We looked into city data from CPD. There have been 300 robberies in the 18th district year to date. That includes most of Lincoln Park, Old Town, Gold Coast, Streeterville, and the Mag Mile. And this isn't just happening in the city. Oak Park police are adding patrols after a weekend crime spree there. There are 4 armed robberies, a carjacking, and an assault, and they believe they were committed by one person. They all happened overnight on Sunday on the village's north side. Your forecast today, heavy rain expected in the morning with possible storms through the afternoon and evening and a high of 69 degrees. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair.